Your bladder is bigger than your brain. That's why you wet your bed. You feel the bedwetter. Humiliation and degradation is the art of demeaning or humiliating a consensual partner. Consent, obviously, is the most important thing. And so, by listening to this file, you're consenting to be degraded and humiliated. Not forgetting the goal of degradation and humiliation, which is to let you feel embarrassed and ashamed of yourself as a bedwetter. Let's throw this bedwetting, degradation and humiliation into the mix. And now, in this session, we are going to go through a series of patterns, inductions, and imaginations. This induction is going to be the conscious forgetting and the subconscious knowing, which is going to be drawn out and repeated. Separate directions for your conscious mind and separate directions for your subconscious mind, while maintaining the subconscious attention and dismissing your conscious attention, both by my suggestions and instructions, the pauses, and your mental fatigue. It is time for you to relax. Hello there, how are you doing today? It's so good to have you here. I want you to sit down and relax. I want you to let yourself loose. Let yourself go. I want you to feel good about yourself. Listen to the sound of my voice. Allow me to do the thinking for you. Let your brain be open and empty. Let your mind be open and empty. Allow my suggestions, my commands, my instructions to bury deep into the depths of your brain and your mind. Knowing that you're safe, knowing that you're secured, and that you're in control, you can snap out of this session anytime you feel uncomfortable. I'll never do anything or harm you or hurt you. You're safe and secured. Listening to this file shows you're consenting to it. So just relax. Let yourself go. Allow me to introduce a soft, plush blanket to you. This blanket is going to cover your whole body completely. And by the time this blanket covers your entire body, you will be so deeply relaxed. You will feel loose. You will feel limp. You will feel taken care of. You will feel like you're in the right hands. And yes, you're in the right hands. You're safe and secured. And that this is what you want. You will feel so relaxed at the end of the session. So just get yourself into a very comfortable position. You can sit or you can just lay down and allow my voice to take you deeper and deeper into relaxation. Let every word that I say lead your mind down this path of fulfillment and happiness. So just close your eyes and begin to drift down deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper. I want you to imagine this blanket beginning to cover your feet. Every part of your body is going to be covered by this blanket, and you'll become completely relaxed. So starting from your feet, this blanket is now making you feel relaxed. All the muscles in your feet are becoming limp, loose, weak, and relaxed. From your feet to your ankles, this blanket is moving up, and so it will go all the way. Your ankles are now feeling loose. The muscles in your ankles are now all limp. This blanket is moving up from your ankles to your calves. Your calves are now feeling so relaxed. All the muscles in your calves, all the nerves in your calves are now so relaxed as this blanket is covering them up. From your calves to your knees are now relaxing more and more, deeper and deeper. Your knees are now feeling weak. The sound of my voice is making your entire body weaker and weaker. Your knees are no exception. Your knees are now so weak. The muscles and nerves in your weak are now loose and limp. From your knees, this blanket is moving all the way up to your thighs. From your thighs all around your hips, you're now letting go of all your tensions. You're now letting go of all your stress. You're now letting go of all your worries, knowing that you're safe and secured, knowing that you're so relaxed as this blanket moves from your thighs and your hips to your waistline. Now your waist is beginning to feel loose and limp. All the pain in your waist is draining out of your body as you breathe in and out, breathing deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper with each word that I say. From your waist to your stomach, all the tensions, all the muscles, all the nerves in your stomach is now beginning to drain away, leaving your muscles limp, leaving your nerves loose and relaxed. Your internal organs, your bladder and your bowel. Your bladder is now weak. You're losing sense of all the restraint in your bladder. As you listen to the sound of my voice and with each easy breath that you take, you're feeling younger and younger, younger and younger. You're beginning to feel like an adult baby, like a little adult. You're beginning to feel like a baby or a toddler who has no control of their own bladder. And you're drifting now into drowsy slumber. You're drifting into sleepy relaxation. You know what your body does every time you sleep. Your body loses control of your bladder. And just like that, you become a bedwetter. You wet your bed at the slightest nap that you take. You're such a dead little thing, isn't it? You're such an adorable little baby worm. you stinky little toddler. Wet in your bed at the slightest nap. And now that your entire body is drifting into a drowsy relaxation, you're now feeling sleepy, knowing that when you close your eyes, you're again going to wet yourself. You're such a bedwetting worm, isn't it? Your bladder is losing all sense of control. All your bladder nerves, all the veins, all the fiber in your bladder is now letting loose and limp and weaker as you breathe in and out, falling into a sleepy relaxation. And the blanket is moving up from your stomach onto your chest. You're now feeling like your chest is empty. All the muscles in your chest are relaxing more and more. More and more. And from your chest to your shoulders. Your shoulders are now becoming totally and completely relaxed. Your shoulders are now droppy as you're falling deeper and deeper into sleepy relaxation. And your bladder is getting full and full and full. And when your bladder is full, your bladder is going to let loose. Because you've lost all the sense of self-control. All the mental restraint that is holding you back from wetting your bed has all drained out of your body. All the muscles and nerves and cells and fibers and veins are now weak, like that of a newborn baby who has no control of their entire body. Your shoulders are now relaxed and so moving to your hands, your arms and your fingers. They are now feeling heavy like it was made of stone or lead. So heavy that you can't even lift a finger anymore. Letting loose of yourself, letting go of your little body bedwetting self. Nobody forced you into bedwetting, or are you forced into being a bedwetter? I bet not. You're just assuming the role of a baby, assuming the role of a toddler that is inside of you. Knowing that you have no mental restraint, forgetting that you're an adult, and enjoying yourself being a baby or a toddler. Wet in your bed at the slightest nap that you get. You little daddy bedwetter. And so the blanket of relaxation is now moving to your neck, relaxing your neck, and from your neck down your back, down to your butt. All your entire body, from your neck down to the tip of your toes, is now completely and totally relaxed. And then moving up and spreading the relaxation into your mouth and your jaws. Your mouth is now weak. Your mouth and your tongue is now so loose. The muscles in your forehead, from your forehead to your eyes, from your eyes to your cheeks, from your cheeks even to your scalp, they are all totally relaxed. As your bladder is getting full and full, And as you're falling deeper and deeper into a very drowsy sleep, knowing that you're a bedwetter and you don't have to care. You have no cares in the world for letting yourself go on your own bed, acting like a toddler, like a child. Isn't it dumb that you just wet your bed at the slightest nap? Well, I'm going to count from 1 to 25. At the count of 25, you're going to drop deeper and deeper into a drowsy relaxation. You will let your bladder loose wherever you are. You're going to wet your bed, or wet the couch, or wet yourself, because you are such a pathetic, adorable little bedwetter. One, drifting deeper and deeper with each count. Two, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, knowing that you're halfway down, drifting more and more. You are now feeling drowsier and drowsier. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Drop deeper and deeper, breathing pleasantly and slowly, drifting deeper and deeper, farther and farther with each single breath that you take. As you continue to deeply and deeply relax, and you're becoming more relaxed. And now, let your mind drift where it will. I know you're aware of everything, and yet you're not aware at this point. You're listening with your subconscious mind, while your conscious mind is far, far away and not listening. Your conscious mind is far, far away and not listening. I don't care why you wet your bed, but I know a few things for sure. That your bladder size is bigger than your brain. You're such a dumb bedwetting little thing. You wet your bed at the slightest nap that you get. You pee and soak your own bed. And then you have your room smelling like pee, you dead a little worm. Your subconscious mind is awake and listening to every word that I say. And hearing everything while your conscious mind remains very relaxed and very peaceful. You can relax peacefully because your subconscious mind is taking charge. And when this happens, you close your eyes and let your subconscious do all the listening. Knowing that you are not forced, or maybe you've been forced to go into bedwetting. That doesn't really matter anymore. What matters is that you're just a G's little thing. A bee gizzling tonsil joker, guzzling at every pee that you let off on your bed. You enjoy sleeping in your soak mattress. You're such a dumb bedwetter. knowing you have no control of your own bladder. Isn't that a shame? Are you an idiot or a fool that you just let your bladder go effortlessly while you're off to dreamland? You sleep so deep like a fish. And when you sleep, I think you feel like a fish. Because you just enjoy laying in your own pee. Enjoying it. Your subconscious mind knows that you're a bedwetter, a pathetic bedwetter. Because your subconscious mind knows. Your conscious mind does not need to know and can stay asleep as you let your filthy smelling teeny weeny let go of your pee as you sleep, and not minding your mattress, knowing that you're just a filthy dirty little huddled baby, while your subconscious mind stays wide awake, wondering the dirty little thing going on in your body. You enjoy wet in your bed, isn't it? You should be ashamed of your little dirty self. You love it when you wake up in a wet bed. You little worm soaking your underwear every time. Letting yourself go on your pajamas. Feeling like a toddler or a newborn baby. With no sense of control of their own bladder. You're just a dumb little adult who wets their own nightie. And that is very dirty and smelling and degrading. You're such a dirty smelling bedwetter. Because you sleep even better at night, knowing that you're going to wet your bed as if it is normal. And you don't even want to wear your diapers. You enjoy sleeping and enjoy the warmth of your own pee being sucked in by your mattress. You feel the little warm. One, two. You have much potential in your subconscious mind. Five, which you don't have six, in your conscious mind. Seven, you can remember everything that has happened with nine, you ten, in your subconscious mind. But you cannot remember everything with your conscious mind. You don't even remember when you wet your own bed. You just wake up to see that you're just a dead little smelling toddler. You can forget so easily, but mommy's not going to forget that you're just a pathetic, adorable little bedwetter. Forgetting seven things, you can remember other things. Remembering what you need to remember and forgetting what you can forget. It does not matter if you forget. You need not remember either. Because even at least you don't want to remember how you let loose of your own pee on your own bed because you sleep through it. Your subconscious mind remembers everything that you need to know. And you can let your subconscious mind listen and remember while your conscious mind sleeps and forget how you cease to stop wetting your bed because you're just an adorable, pathetic little thing. As you keep your eyes closed and listening with your subconscious mind, you're listening very, very, very carefully. I want you to nod your head like yes to assure mommy that you're listening and that you're enjoying this humiliation and embarrassment. You should be ashamed of your little dirty self. And as you continue to listen to me with your subconscious mind, your conscious mind sleeps deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper, Let your conscious mind stay deeply asleep while you let your subconscious mind listen attentively to me, knowing that you just wake up every morning feeling guilty that you're such a bedwetter. You should be punished and ashamed of yourself for wetting your own bed at night. You're just a little bedwetting worm. I'm supposed to expose your bedwetting fantasy so that you can be teased at work or teased by your friends or my friends for being a pathetic little adorable bedwetter. Knowing that this is what you want, this is what you enjoy. You enjoy wetting your bed. There should be punishment for you as a bedwetter. Don't you think? I don't care if that punishment is going to solve your problem or even make it worse. I want it to make it worse. You're such a fool and an idiot for wetting your own bed. You should be ashamed and embarrassed of yourself that you're such a bedwetter. You let yourself go and you don't even remember it. You just wake up to see that your mattress has soaked up a puddle of your own smelling squeaky pee. Knowing now that mommy is going to tell everybody how dumb you are. You're this on-ball bedwetter. You're this cheese jar bedwetter. You're this little bedwetter, not a little toddler wetting his or bed. I don't think you're of any good as a bedwetter. You this pig, don't you feel like a little piggy every single time you wet your bed at night? Ugh, it's so useless even to expose you. Isn't it a useless thing, you wimpy worm? Worthless piece of waste wetting your bed every damn night. Expecting mommy to just clean up after you every single time. I am going to expose you as a bedwetter. Everybody's about to know that you're such a pathetic, adorable bedwetter. It's time to come back and wake up to consciousness. It is time for you to come back. In a moment, I'm going to begin counting up from 5 to 1. When I get to 1, you'll be back in the present, fully alert, ready for the rest of your day or ready for the rest of your night. 5, 4, 3. You are now beginning to get feelings back in your hands and your feet. Your shoulders are now moving. You are now taking a deep breath, moving your head. 2. Getting ready for a big stretch and a smile. Coming back to the present, your eyelids are now fluttering, becoming aware of where you are. 1. Eyes open, back again, you're now fully alert. How do you feel? And so, before coming back to full awareness, take whatever time you need now to consider those ideas. To let your mind to examine things from every aspect, like a jeweler looking into the art of a diamond. And the lessons and possibilities, consider them deeply, absorb them deeply into your very being, thinking about how best to apply them to your fantasy lifestyle. And when you've had enough time to process and learn from this session, it is time to bring the session to a close, a very comfortable close. You can start fully coming back to the present at whatever rate is right for you. And when you are fully prepared, you can come back to the awareness of the room around you, feeling ashamed, feeling humiliated and degraded, knowing that you have finally settled something important to your fantasy. Please take a few more minutes to rest, relax, listen to the sound of your breathing, and enjoy the lovely warm sensation of physical relaxation, enjoying bedwetting, degradation, and humiliation session. If you have the time, feel free to fall asleep. You awake feeling completely rejuvenated and relaxed. You know that mommy loves you a lot. Mommy loves you. Mommy cares about you. And you are mommy's personal bedwetter. I love you so much. I hope to see you again. Kisses.